This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two professional petition gatherers have been criminally charged with forging signatures. It was an effort to help a school choice initiative get on the 2024 general election ballot. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The two people, one from Nevada and one from Texas, were paid signature gatherers from a company in Colorado Springs. They swore to a notary that their submitted petitions were valid. But the Colorado Secretary of State's office found some of the petition signatures did not match those in voter files. They also found signatures of deceased voters, according to the state attorney general's office. The initiative was a constitutional right to school choice. It had enough valid signatures to make the ballot, but was defeated by Colorado voters 2 years ago. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Trinidad police chief has resigned after 7 months on the job. Tracy Rolls was hired last October after serving as interim chief in McLeod, Oklahoma. The city didn't give a reason for his resignation, but Rolls told CPR News he wants to be closer to his family. The 25-year law enforcement veteran also served as deputy coroner in Weld County. A lieutenant will take over as interim chief on May 29th. It's the final week of Aspen's annual ski recycling program, which turns used equipment into furniture. Saturday is the last day to turn in old and broken skis, bindings, snowboards, and poles to the Rio Grande Recycling Center. Helmets are not accepted. The city partners with Manitou Springs-based company Colorado Ski Furniture. The program diverted more than 1,200 pounds of gear from the landfill last year. This is CPR News.